I found myself in a bookshop earlier today. I know. What on earth was I doing in a bookshop? Those old-fashioned concepts. There's still quite a few of them around, thankfully. And I say thankfully because I was there to, I guess, reminisce and feel again as a Kindle user and as somebody who reads ebooks a lot. I wanted to feel again what it's like to walk in amongst the titles and the artwork with the smell and the discovery and the serendipitous finds and all the things I really, really like about bookshops and I don't want to go away. I was quite surprised in this particular Waterstones it was that there was a large opening bookshelf which had all the latest Kindles there on display, and it said Brave New World, and I'm thinking, well, not so much for people who've been reading these for a while, but definitely a Brave New World for bookshops to be in bed with the enemy in this way. And I say that kind of tongue-in-cheek, but I did go up to the lady behind the counter and say, you've got the new kind of backlit Kindle paper white there, have you got any for sale? And she says, no, we're just demoing them here, you have to go to one of the bigger stores. And this felt like quite a big store, there was a lot of titles on the walls. And I said, isn't it a bit strange that you'd be selling a device that enables people to purchase books remotely from anywhere and for them not to have to come in here? And she says, yes, I'm not really allowed to talk about my feelings, though. I said, what do you mean? She says, well, between me and you, it's, you know, I'm not a big fan of them. You know, I've got to demo them. I don't have a clue how they work. I said, what do you mean? She says, well, do all the books sit in the cloud? And I said, well, you're kind of purchasing from the cloud. You're purchasing from this huge book database, and then they are delivered to your device, but only for you to effectively borrow them. You have them on loan. She said, what? I said, yeah, I mean, you're selling people books here that they can take home and they're theirs. But these, Amazon, for example, other book companies are different, but Amazon, for example, will, you know, they can remotely wipe, and they have been remotely wiping people's entire book collections. And the shock on her face, but also the ever so slight gratitude for that information, because she has some armor now in a way, because she's selling an object that you get to keep. And she told me openly, she says, I love sharing my books. I know it's technically against certain laws and copyrights, but people have been doing it for hundreds of years. If I share a book, she says to somebody, they quite often will go and buy that book for themselves after they return it, like a trophy or to have on the wall. Or it might be that they're not massively into that author, and then they go out and buy loads more from that author. And I totally see the benefit of sharing, and I'm behind that 100%. I'm saying, so what benefit does the shop get from having e-readers? She says, well, I think that if you buy an e-reader from us, we get a percentage of every book bought through that. And I'm thinking, okay, well, that's definitely a business model ever so slightly evolved. She says, we're also getting Wi-Fi installed. And should you come to the store and like a book that you see on the shelf and just so happen to take out your e-reader and then order it through there or from your mobile device, we will get a percentage because you were stood in the store when you decided to buy that book. And I thought, okay, well, that is quite interesting as well. So maybe all is not lost. Maybe we should encourage people who are thinking about buying books. And, you know, providing you're not on holiday, sat on a beach, and you're thinking, oh, I needed something else to read, I'm just going to download this through my international 3G. That you should go to these bookshops. You should go to these bookshops and use their Wi-Fi so that they get a little bit of a kickback. You're probably not paying any extra for that book. And it does seem ridiculous that we should pay so much for an e-book compared to the actual printed copy. I'm sure that's the publishers desperately wanting to hang on to the profits they're making now. And I felt that there was a glimmer of hope. And having a conversation with the lady behind the counter, who absolutely adored her job and could tell me no end of information about countless authors, countless titles, countless trilogies, but knew nothing about the technology around the book. I really hope that it wasn't too little too late, that these adjustments in the business models of the bookshop will see them go the same way that music shops and other publishing places are going, because there's something about bookshops, and I know it's mostly romance that I'm kind of feeling now for the space, the same as libraries. There's definitely something about walking in amongst all those words in physical form, and maybe in the future, if there is still a space, they'll just be digitized screens that we walk past with the covers flickering into view as we walk past, and those screens actually knowing what it is that's in our pocket and what we like to read, and delivering the latest version, the latest installment from that author. Or if you like that author, you might like this, in a kind of Minority Report way. And I can't help but think I'd much rather find some chance discoveries, like Googling on somebody else's computer with somebody else logged in, where you know it's not necessarily going to be delivering stuff into your filter bubble, like talking to a person behind a counter and asking them what they recommend and then picking it up. Yeah, certainly a brave new world for books and publishing.